Today's forecast in the Midwest has not changed greatly from that of the past couple of days. We're still looking at a major winter storm bearing down on the region from now into Sunday. The storm system promises to produce a considerable amount of precipitation in the forms of rain and snow, and even a band of significant ice expected. The heavier rains are going to come out of the Delta and move through the lower and eastern portions of the U.S. Midwest, and those areas will see 1 to 3 inch accumulations of rainfall, with some local totals perhaps getting over 4 inches. The storm will also produce a significant amount of snow, beginning in northwestern Oklahoma and a part of the northeastern Texas panhandle in southwest Kansas, and from there extending through a fair amount of northeastern Kansas and northwestern Missouri to Wisconsin and portions of western Michigan. Snowfall across this heavy band will likely run from 3 to 8 inches, and local totals will get over 10 inches. Most of the freezing rain and wintry mix of precipitation types will occur just to the southeast of this heavy snow band and to the northwest of the heavier rain, which will include areas from central Missouri into portions of southeastern Michigan. Some of the icing will be rather significant, and there will be some power outages and some travel issues, not only because of the freezing rain and sleet, but also because of the heavy snow that's expected out there across the central plains. This particular storm system will manage to produce also a considerable amount of temperature contrast across the region. That introduces the risk of severe thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s in the Delta and the southeastern states over the next couple of days, with a few areas possibly coming close to 80 degrees. The heat that will contrast greatly from bitter cold temperatures that will be present in the western Corn Belt. Some of those western areas will see highs limited to the positive single digits and teens over the next couple of days. And as we go into the nighttime hours, late this weekend into early next week, we're going to find sub-zero temperatures coming across much of the western and central portions of the Midwest, including areas as far south as northern Missouri and northwestern Illinois, maybe even part of northwestern Indiana. There will be sufficient snow on the ground in most of the soft wheat areas in the Midwest to protect crops there, but we do expect a potential problem for areas in Nebraska, where Nebraska and maybe even northwestern Kansas and northeastern Colorado will not have much, if any, snow on the ground, and temperatures will be near the damage threshold for winter wheat. Now, with that said, the crop is sufficiently hardened and is in a good shape. I think in general it was established well enough that the damage potentials are probably low. This event would be no more significant than that which occurred a few weeks ago when a similar situation occurred across some of this region. In the meantime, in South America, Argentina continues to deal with some dryness, and heat stress is going to become more significant as we move forward through these next several days. The hottest weather will occur Sunday through Tuesday. During that period of time, we're going to see extremes getting upward into the range of 95 to 105 degrees, with some extremes maybe up to around 108. That will be quite stressful for some of these areas that are drying down. The latest soil moisture assessment shows that the topsoil is now void of any real usable moisture, and crops are fully dependent now on subsoil moisture, which is still rated favorably. And as we go forward through the middle to latter part of next week, Argentina will pick up on some needed moisture and will likely see some temporary relief, but don't look for that to last long. The ridge of high pressure will be back again a week from today and lasting through December 29th. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.